Welcome. This is Lori Jones of Simple Serenity. Have you ever experienced a really strong impulse, maybe to do something or say something or eat something or buy something? Of course, being human, most of us do experience these things often. I'm thinking back myself on a recent trip home from Canada and feeling what I was just certain was real, the car pulling off the road going toward a very attractive boutique with lovely clothes in it, and I personally had to make a clear decision to keep my car on the road. So I'm sure any of you who might be listening have plenty of your own examples. So knowing that we are human and that this does happen, this is a part of life, and knowing also that sometimes many of us, might lack skills in dealing with this kind of situation, with an impulse, with an urge, with a desire. So the following meditation is brief, it's less than 5 minutes, and it's an introduction to a skill that helps deal with an impulse, an urge, when it happens. So if you're willing, follow along with my words. Perhaps find a chair or a comfortable place to sit. Sitting back, having your feet on the floor or on a cushion, some sort of comfortable position. And beginning to deepen the breath just slightly. Closing the eyes if this is comfortable. And just literally waiting for any sense of discomfort to arise, such as restlessness, an itch, a wish for something to be different than it is right now. Noticing the desire to move or take some action, or perhaps the desire to resist something. Noticing thoughts that arise, such as, I wish this itch would go away. I wish this discomfort would shift. It's driving me crazy. I want this to stop. These thoughts are just thoughts. So gently bring attention back to the breath and to the bodily sensations that are present. Note, if you will, the changing position, shape, and quality of the discomfort over time. Being interested and curious in feeling it as precisely as you can. Noticing how the shape and intensity changes with the cycle of the breath. Is it stronger during the in-breath or during the out-breath? You might find your thoughts spontaneously going to other matters, such as your shopping list, an argument with your partner, a football game, planning a holiday. These are simply thoughts, gently bringing your attention back to the breath and to any bodily sensations that are present. Noticing that they may be different once again. Are you experiencing a craving, perhaps a desire for something to eat? If not right now, can you recall a time that you have craved something to eat? Imagining or experiencing, breathing into this desire now, noticing the shape and the texture of it, the feel. Is there a sound to this craving? Is there a taste to notice? what words might be associated with this food, with this wish for something else. Continuing the breath, letting the thought of the food continue on by just like a cloud, and breathing again, breathing in and breathing out, noticing the changing qualities of the desire, how it ebbs and flows, becomes more intense and perhaps less intense. Continuing to breathe. Observing the changing nature and impermanence of urges. Noticing the physical sensations with curiosity. Accepting the urges rather than denying them or giving in to them. And continuing the breath. Allowing urges or wanting, impulses to come and go, letting be, returning focus to the breath, feeling free to continue this meditation or to bring it to an end.